Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. For the record, Oliver Ojiako.
I might butt in here, commissioners, just to let you know that tomorrow Oliver gets on a plane and he's going to fly home to Nigeria, and he will be gone for about a month. So
exciting.
Exciting, and my mom will be happy to see us, and I'm crossing my fingers. Her health is failing her, so this is an opportunity for me and my family to go and visit with her.
Into that microphone, Oliver.
So, good morning, commissioners. For the record, Oliver Ojiako, Community Planning Director. What is before you this morning is the Community Planning 2015-2016 work program. In the past, I have come before the commissioners for approval of my work program that is consistent with the biannual budget. This is no different. The two-year work program is consistent with the two-year biannual budget that the board just approved. And I have Bob here today. If there be any questions on our budget, he'll be able to answer. But this work program is consistent with that biannual budget. As the board is aware, community planning is the department that is responsible for implementing the Washington Growth Management Act as it relates to Clark County. So the planning department is responsible for the 20-year land use plan for the county, which in a sense we are the steward of that land use plan. And I would say that 80 to 90% of what we do is land use, and almost everything we do is policy related. That's why we go to the planning commission and then back to the board. And often majority of our projects are very complex, takes time, sometimes can be controversial, but we are responsible for helping the board develop public policy and have that policy, public policy, see that be implemented. That's really the role that we play. In my shop, we are also responsible for the historical preservation. That's in my department. We do special projects. For example, when we did the aging readiness plan, out of that effort came the board appointment of the Commission on Aging. So my department is staffed to help the Commission on Aging implement the aging readiness plan. The same is true when we prepared the Clark County bike and pedestrian plan. Out of that work, the board appointed a bicycle advisory group, and my staff is staffed to work with that technical advisory group to implement the county bicycle and pedestrian plan. What you have here, as I indicated, is a two-year work program. It is structured in four major areas. The first is what we are committed to do by law, and what we are committed also to do by our normal practice, and in some cases by court order. A good example of what we are committed to do by law is that in addition to developing a 20-year plan for the county, we also are required to provide opportunity for property owners to make site-specific requests. That is required by statute, that we provide guideline and process whereby individual property owners can make a request for the annual plan amendment cycle and docket as provided by the Growth Management Act. We come to you every year or every cycle to go through a list or a laundry list of individual site-specific requests and dockets that the board put on our list to do, which at no cost to the property owners. we take that on as county-initiated actions. Occasionally, we'll get issues coming out of the courts. Sometimes it takes us about 2, 3, 4, in some cases 7 years to, if our plan is appeal, it takes us that long to go through the appeal and the court to bring up the county land use plan in compliance. So Chris is sitting here with me. The 2007 plan took us about 7 years to work with our PA's office to bring our county plan in compliance. So those are some of the things that are mandated that we have to do either by law or by practice or as a court order or an order from the growth board. So that's what is listed here as an example. As I indicated, we also provide our work is being used by RTC in their own modeling. In a sense, we provide them the land use input that they use in doing their work. The next page deals with annual and ongoing programs. And these are examples here. I listed here Commission on Aging. We will continue to provide and staff the Commission on Aging so that they will continue to implement the 91 strategies and policies that is in that plan. We also provide assistance to the Columbia River Gorge Commission. We do transportation evaluation. We do circulation planning for safety and easy access to all our neighborhood, particularly in the unincorporated area of the county. As I indicated, we do work with the Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee for the implementation of the plan. We do transportation standard, road standard, for example, and circulation plan. All those are part of the annual and ongoing programs. The page 3 or 4 is existing programs that are continuing into 2015. Here you will have a list of when we have a request to release urban holding. That falls under this category. There are also a series of, under this ongoing programs or continuing projects, we have special board projects. A good example of those are when the board asks us to take on, with the passage of Initiative I-502, we took on the both the medicinal marijuana and collective gathering and implementation of the I-502. We also took on at the direction of the board the massage parlor ordinance, which was recently approved. The board have also asked, and I'll be working with Marty Snell and his staff, making sure in terms of process that we comply with the Growth Management Act, which includes doing a 60-day notice to commerce. We are going to engage in making some changes to the multi-family district code. The board have put that on our list to do. And some of the changes the board have directed that be made to the home business ordinance. All those fall under the special board project. We also continue to work with our GIS staff to make sure that the tool we use to estimate land capacity, that that's up to date, and when the assessors do the assessors rollover, we work with the GIS staff to run the vacant buildable land report, which not only the county but all the cities rely on, as well as a special district. Everyone relies on that program. So my staff work with Bob Poole staff to make sure that that model is up to date, and we are making all the necessary changes to it. The final page, commissioners, are the major 2015 system projects. As you know, all my staff are all engaged in the 2016 plan update. We are required by statute to complete that project by June 30th of 2016. We are also, at the direction of the board, we are embarking on update to the traffic impact fee program. This is the one that will require us to look at the TIF districts. Now that Vancouver have gone their separate way, we have to look at the remaining districts in the unincorporated area and come up with how to balance the remainder of the TIF districts. And the administration of that, when we complete that work, it's likely that it may result in a more balanced TIF district and may also result in a much lower TIF rates. That work will commence next year. Depending on the final land use that the board adopted as part of the 2016 plan update, we may have to revisit our capital facilities plan. The board just recently adopted our updated capital facilities plan based on our best guess on reasonable or project that we think can be reasonably funded in the next 20 years. I left that on here because we may revisit that and make some changes to our capital facilities plan based on the outcome of the final land use plan. And then, of course, we have the Rural Industrial Land Bank as a major project of interest to the board and to the community. So my group is working on that with the help or assistance from Berg to help us complete that project. You hear me say that there are some risks involved, but nonetheless we have to do the project and see what happens. So in summary, that's the two-year work program for community planning. I'm bringing this to you again as FYI. In the past you have approved that. I don't know what's going to happen in the future given the new charter rules, but it looks like I'll be working with the county administrator in developing my work program going forward and then bringing it to the council. If you have questions, issues, or anything that you want to add, then I'll be reporting to the county manager and implementing and working on my work program going forward. So that's what I have in front of me. I will take questions from the board.
I'd like to say something about the East County Bridge. I understand that there are other jurisdictions and other entities that would naturally take the lead in that. But just a FYI, the passage of that advisory vote directed us to take leadership, to take an active role in that, and to expand the comprehensive plan, update the, in particular, the scoping of the EIS for that, to include that. That I hope to, for us to be able to address that in January, so that some portion of the planning role, planning department, some portion of the public works would naturally be involved in that process. Still needs to be defined, but FYI, if we're going to take seriously what the direction was from the voters, that will have to be added to our comp plan update and our capital facilities plan. So
I'm not quite sure what role you're talking about, because I think it's out of our scope of work versus that of the state, or that it's not going to be a county bridge. We've heard from the cities on it. So as we move forward with it, I think we need to be very, very careful as to what our role would be and how much assistance we could provide. And I wouldn't want to get buried in doing assistance if the rest of us not coming together with it.
Sure.
And I'm talking about the state. We want to hear from the state. Is the state going to be take an active role?
Sure. It's a matter of who's leading. The state is not going to lead on this project. RTC is not going to lead on this project. Vancouver is not going to lead on this project. But we can build momentum, and we can build, share the vision, and we can provide leadership so that they can get on board. I'm signing up to do the bulk of the work on that when it comes to being faithful to what we have heard the voters give us direction. So It'll be a discovery process. I'm continuing to work with Chris Horn on that to know what is our appropriate role to provide leadership. That's the primary role. We do have the freedom to provide leadership in order to share that vision so that those agencies which would normally lead can progressively get on board so we can enroll them and get that ball rolling. Okay.
Oliver, my concern was stay flexible. Don't commit yourself to anything, you know. We've done great in the past by priority and skipping over what we're able to do and whatnot. I anticipate we as a Board of Commissioners will have more time to bother you under the charter via our manager. But I think that we have a lot of land issues on our plate. One, of course, I see coming down the road that could be a big problem, and that is the citizens Clark County United wanting to redo the map. We need to go back and look at that. It has some very interesting stats in there as to how it was done and what is correct and what isn't correct. I'd like to bury that hatchet so it doesn't fill up any more my email list. We do all get those, so. And that's about it. I think you've already recognized, and so the flexibility part of it, I think you've got that covered too. The pop-ups, surprises that we always surprise you with, and the big thing is our comp plan as we go forward. I also anticipate and hope that we can address some of the road standards, concurrency you've touched on there too, so. Thank you very much.
I'd like to share a little bit more about the Clark County Citizens United. There are a number of issues that they bring forward that I believe needs attention that we ought to be able to consider, and it's going to be high on my profile or on my priority list to address a number of those issues to make sure that we don't just do status quo, but if there are valid issues on there that we can make corrections in areas, that we will do so.
So, full purpose of this longer range planning. Am I on or off?
On, I think.
So, flexibility, I do think, is key because we never know when something will just show up out of thin air. But I appreciate and respect that there is sort of an orderly, thoughtful, organizational plan for what we can do and what's ongoing, what we know needs special attention, and how we integrate some of the work with the other departments. I am wondering, when we look at long-range planning, and we look at current comp plan and current zoning, I think some of the issues that Commissioner Mador is likely talking about are where citizens or groups of citizens come forward and ask for changes. It would be helpful to me as a commissioner to know if there are patterns of that, if there's consistency with that. One person who wants to come in and with a issue related only to his land that isn't related at all to any of the land around him, that's a different issue. That's something you routinely look at. But where we would see consistent inquiries about a need for change, how are you able to communicate that to us?
Commissioners, I do it by in a form of one work session to address the issues, or to, and in doing so, to bring the board, give some
come to the board with background, some perspective on what the issues are, and then try to articulate what are the possible solutions to those issues. That's how I've done it in the past, but I think it is appropriate at least to give the board some background, some perspective, because what I don't want to come to the board is to relitigate issues that have already been relitigated. In other words, if an issue is one that, okay, I didn't get what I wanted, you know, there is no plan that you're going to make everyone happy. So, and this is more of a balancing act for the commissioners too. The issues are very complex. You are bound by this, the state statute to prepare a land use plan that is consistent with the state statute. That's where our hands are tied. Having said that, what I've done in the past is to say, what are the issues? What have been done in the past? How was that addressed? Provide that background and then look for, you know, do we have solutions? And also we listen to our legal folks. What can we as a county be able to do without really getting issues that have already been dealt with? Because you don't want to go back, and I don't want advice to the board to go back to an issue where we have been slapped before. We will be slapped harder if we were to repeat that. So that's what I've done in the past, and that's what I will continue to do. Coming back to the CCCU issues, commissioners, I am preparing, I and my staff and the PES staff are preparing for a work session sometime next month. And I think the whole idea is to, again, bring the board up to speed where we are and how are we responding to their concerns. And we will do that in terms of history, bring some background, bring some issues that have already, like I said, have been litigated. What did the growth board say on that matter, and what did the court say? And then what is the board want to do in terms of this update? Do you want to revisit the issues, or do you want to make it very clear that it's time to move on? It's going to be your call, but I am preparing for that work session, and it will provide opportunity for our legal folks to weigh in on some of the issues, because it's beyond planning. Some of them get into what the courts have ruled, how they ruled, and whether that is the final say. And, you know, how far can we open that envelope without really getting our hands really wet? And Chris can jump in. That work session is slated for, I believe, the 21st of January.
Oh, it would be important to me that if we're going to do that, Clark County Citizens United may be one group that believes there are certain changes that can or should occur. And so we might consider what their interests are, but I'd rather see sort of a cumulative. So, you know, not identify that work session for just a single one, but are there other people that seem to be strongly united? And believe me, people aren't shy about contacting us, but if there are focused groups that want something.
Right. Yes, I will do that in a form of other issues or outstanding issues, and some of them the commissioners have already made a decision. I can tell you that there is one issue without listing them all out here. There is still some interest in out there from, I will call it the Building Industry Association, to have the county revisit the assumptions that we made on how much land is set aside for infrastructure. That is one that there is still interest. There is also interest, but they're not really pushing hard on that, and that is on wanting the county commissioners to revisit the decisions that the board have made on the growth target, that is the population. That is coming also from BIA. So those are the outstanding areas where I am still hearing whether there will be opportunity for the county to revisit before the plan is completed. And I'll turn it over to Chris. Maybe Chris have something else to add. And then I'll come back to the commissioner's concern on the East County Bridge and what I think about that.
I was just going to say that on another, coming from a different perspective entirely, we've heard from FutureWise and Friends of Clark County who are pressing an agenda that is more related to preservation of farmland and, you know, to the extent that farmland is diminished by one decision or another, that it be replaced somehow. So we've heard that one also.
So, thank you, Chris. So this work session, I'm not billing it as a CCCU issue, if I may. Generally speaking, I want to use that opportunity, Commissioner. You have been both at the City Planning Commission and the City Council, very familiar with GMA issues. I want to use this work session as a way to bring you up to speed as to what we've done so far and what are these other remaining issues. So it's more of bringing you up to speed in terms of what we've done. So as we move along, you will know where we are and the path forward. That's really the goal. I will use that opportunity to touch on the CCCU issues and some of these other issues that are out there. On the East County Bridge, Commissioner, I hear you, and I'm going to be talking with my counterpart and including the county manager on how we move this forward with advice from our legal. If we are going to be the one working with other agencies, planning will play whatever role we need to play.
Dina, you're going to be gone for a month. You're a very important player. All that knowledge in that head is going to be out of country. I assume that you've set up your staff so that the show can go on, because there's a lot to happen in January for us to be able to make progress in so many areas. I assume you've equipped them to carry on.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Commissioner. I have a very good professional staff and good legal counsel, and without I have a very strong county administrator. So yes, in my absence, Gordy Yula will be in charge, and as I said, I have very good group. When we are challenged, they've risen to the occasion, and I have confidence that nothing will left undone. All our project will be on track until I come back. All I do is lead them. They do majority of the work. I don't get the credit. They get the credit. Whatever we do it with the best that we can, researching whatever we can research, finding new ways to do things, and coming to the board for you to make the final decision. And I will continue to do that, and they'll be doing that in my absence. In the past, it's been a problem when I'm gone, because there's some areas that I am the only one that knows what to do. But I've mentored and trained half of them knows, particularly in the area of VBLM. That was very troubling in the past, but almost all my staff knows what to do now. So that's a good thing, and I have confidence that they will continue. Even when I retire, they will continue. Yes.
Actually, Oliver, I think that the way the time flies, it'll be over before we know it, and your vacation will probably seem shorter than our workload. So.
Thank you, Commissioners. So that's all I have, Commissioners. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.